Parts for parts, both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, it will be Mountain Homes basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Benton 8-6. Right now on the floor for the Lady Bombers, it's Emma Martin, Riley Walker, Hannah Pfeiffer, Madeline Collins, and Kyra Penn. Walker takes an inbound pass from Martin from the near sideline. Dribbles into the front court, over to the left wing. Throws it up top to Collins, over to Martin on the right side. Back up top to Collins, over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. She'll take the screen from Collins, dribbles towards the elbow, now throws up top to Penn, over to Walker on the right wing. Walker drills to the elbow, throws it up top to Collins. She's going to try for the three-pointer, no good. Offense rebound from Martin. She puts it back up off the glass, cannot get it to go. Penn looked like for a moment had the rebound, but it was knocked away, and Ben comes up with the ball. Well, they had it for a moment, and they're going to turn it over in the backcourt as it goes off the foot of Italy Gray. That's the fifth turnover of the night for Ben. Looks like checking for the game for Ben right now is Kennedy Stringfellow, as she replaces Anna Davis. Stringfellow, a 5'5 junior. Walker takes an inbound pass from Pfeiffer from the near, from the far sideline. Now Pfeiffer has it once again, throws over to Martin on the right wing. Martin's going to dribble towards the low block, draws contact as she's dribbling towards the paint. That foul is on Katie Morrow. I'm sorry, no, I take that back. That is on Emily Hopper. That is her first personal foul, team foul number four. No, it is on Morrow. They just have it wrong. There was number 15 is not in the game for the Lady Panthers, so it will be on Katie Morrow. That is her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Panthers. And Hannah Pfeiffer with another three-pointer. She now has 9 points, and it is 11-6. Mountain Home leading at 7:05 left of the first half. Now Gray is going to be double-teamed in the backcourt. Her pass in the into the frontcourt was stolen by Martin, and back on the Lady Bombers, Hannah Pfeiffer with another three. This one will not go. Martin gets the offense rebound at the free-throw line, throws it back to Pfeiffer. She's going to try another three. This one won't go either. Martin, another offensive rebound, trying once again. Hannah Pfeiffer, this one misses everything and goes out of bounds, and it will be Ben basketball with 6:44 left of the first half. Open third time will be the charm on that, but that wasn't going to be the case. Inbound pass goes to Tenise Robertson, and now Ben's going to take a timeout. 6:42, let's play in the first half. It is Mountain Home on top, 11-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Well, Ben's basketball coming out of their first time out of the night as Mountain Home leads 11-6 with 6:42 left to play in the first half. It will be Kennedy Stringfellow inbounding it as Mountain Home's going with full court press. She gets it in to Ginter. Now back to Ginter, that is. Now back to Gray, over to Stringfellow. She crosses the timeline with it, drills to the left side. She's about to get called for 5 seconds. Nope. And just as I say that, oh, there. I thought that that was going to be out on Benton, but they're going to say Mountain Home touch it last as it goes into the near sideline. It will be Benton inbounding it with 6:23 left of the first half. Here is Gray inbounding it, taking the inbound pass. It is dribbles to the right wing, left wing that is. Now throws it up top to Stringfellow. Her three-pointer is controlled by Kyra Penn. Back from the Lady Bombers. Walker drills into the front court to Husky. She has it on the left wing. Takes the screen, drills to the elbow, up top to Collins now. Over to Walker on the right side. Up top to Penn. Thought about three. Now goes over to Martin on the left side. Martin is going to be called for the offensive foul. That is Emma Martin's first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. Stringfellow is going to check out of the game, replaced by Katie Morrow. It's 5:57 left of the first half. It is an 11-6 Mountain Home lead. Now the officials are talking at the scorer's table about something. I'm not sure what. Well, whatever it is, it seems to been resolved. So I've got that as a second turnover against Mountain Home. Benton has five so far in this game. Inbound pass from Morrow on the far sideline will go in to Davidson. Now here's Gray with it. She'll get it across the half-court stripe. Drills to the left wing. Gives it there to Davidson. Now back to Gray. Up top now goes to Robertson. Over on the left side to Morrow. Down the corner to Gray. On the low block to Davidson, and she's going to call for the travel. Shoved her feet a little too much, and that's a sixth turnover against the Lady Panthers. 5:32 left to play in the first half. Hannah Pfeiffer, Mally Tabor, and Anna Grace Foreman all checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Martin, Madeline Collins, and Kyra Penn. Again, a five-point Lady Bomber lead, 11-6 is our score. Walker into the front court for Mountain Home. Man-to-man defense for Ben. Walker drills to the right side, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Pfeiffer. She has it on the right wing. It's going into the lane. Gives it out into the corner to Husky. Her three-pointer rolls around, does not go. Balls nearly went out of bounds, but saved by Walker right to Husky. Good job by Riley Walker. Now ball goes to Foreman off the leg of Mally Tabor, and it will go out of bounds. Britton will get it back on the turnover. Anna Davis is checking back in for the Lady Panthers, replacing Tenise Robertson. She takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Morrow. It's a full-court man for Mountain Home. 5 minutes left of the first half. Morrow has it on the left wing. Husky right there on her. And now a five-second call. Good defense by Peyton Husky to force the five-second call. And it will be the seventh turnover against Benton in this contest. 4:52 left of the half. Mountain Home with the ball back, leading 11-6. Pfeiffer will bring it into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Over to Walker on the left wing. Dribbles toward the corner. Now gives it to Pfeiffer. She has it in the corner. Dribbles out to the wing. Finds Tabor near the free throw line. Her jumper is good. Mally Tabor with her first 2 points of the night. 13-6 Mountain Home leading it. 4.5 minutes left of the half. And now another timeout by Benton. 4:26 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading the Lady Panthers 13-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've been invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
Well, we're nearly halfway through the second quarter, and Benton has yet to score in this period. Right now, Mountain Home leads the Lady Panthers 13-6 with 4:26 left of the first half. Gray inbounds it to Morrow, now gives it back to Gray. It's a full-court man for Mountain Home once again. Gray looks to get it into the front court, and she does. Now Hannah Pfeiffer's going to come up and cheat and force a double team, and it works as Foreman comes up with the steal. And here comes Riley Walker back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Throws to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Now up top to Husky. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky with her first 3 points of the night. 16-6, Mountain Home with the double-digit advantage. Less than 4 minutes left to play in this opening half. Morrow across the half-court stripe for the Lady Panthers. Takes the screen, drills towards the left side, gives it there on the wing to Gray. Gray is going to take the screen, dribbles into the paint, going up for the running jumper. No good. Foreman chases down the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws it to Husky on the right side. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Foreman's going to try to save in the rebound, but she can't. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And Benton will have it with 3:27 left of the first half. 16-6, Lady Bombers on top. Gray will inbound it on the far sideline right in front of the Lady Panthers bench. She gets in tomorrow. Back to Gray. Gray gets it across the timeline, drills to the right side. Now throws it down to Davidson, and she's going to be fouled. I believe they're going to Tabor with that one. That is her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. 3:15 left to play in the second quarter. Mountain Home with the 10-point lead, 16-6. Morrow inbounds it for Benton, or tries to. She's about to be called for the 5 seconds, but instead she is able to get the lob pass into Gray on the right wing. Gray has it, now dribbles towards the low block, throws it to Ginther near the free throw line. Over on the right side now goes to Davidson. Cross court to Morrow now. She'll take the screen. Now goes back to the wing. Once again, she takes the screen, drills to the free throw line, gives it to Gray on the right side. Gray will take the screen, pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. Offense rebound for Davis. She puts it back up. No good, but she'll draw contact, and then will head to the free throw line. Peyton Husky with her first personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Anna Davis will be at the free throw line. These will be the first free throws for either team. She has 2 points so far. First shot is up, rolls around, and goes in. Emma Martin and Kyra Penn checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Anna Grace Foreman and Peyton Husky. So that first free throw will make it a single-digit lead once again for Mountain Home with 2:43 left of the half. Davis' second free throw is good. She gets both. She has 4 points, and it is 16-8, Mountain Home on top. Pfeiffer will inbound it to Walker as Ben's going with his own press. And they're going to be called for the foul in the backcourt. That is on Illy Gray. That's her second personal foul, team foul number five against Benton here in the first half. Walker takes an inbound pass, gives it to Martin. Back over to Walker as, once again, it's his own press for Benton. Walker throws to Martin, and she crosses the timeline with it. Down to Penn in the right corner, up top to Walker, over to Pfeiffer on the left side. Very near the corner. Now she drills to the wing. Takes a screen from Collins. Pulls up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Benton basketball with 2:20 left of the half. 16-8. Mountain Home on top. Morrow will inbound it as Mountain Home's going with the full court man once again. And she'll get it into Davis. Now back over to Morrow. Morrow will walking into the front court, drills to the left wing. Now goes into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked by Pfeiffer. She's able to get it before she stepped on the baseline. And so Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. Here's Martin back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Now she'll throw it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gives it to Collins. Over to Walker on the left wing. Walker takes the screen, throws up top to Penn. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin's going to drill towards the lane, go up for the layup. Good! Emma Martin with her first 2 points of the night. Double-digit lead for Mountain Home. Once again, 18-8 is our score. 1:43 left of the first half. And now Mountain Home is going to be called for the foul in the backcourt. That is on Riley Walker. Her first personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the first half. Denise Robertson is going to check back into the game for Benton, replacing Katie Morrow. And for Mountain Home, Anna Grace Foreman is back in as Kyra Penn will take a seat. Davis will inbound it, gets into Gray. She's about to dribble into a double team and throws it to Davidson. She got very close to the sideline, but she's able to keep it in bounds. Now here is Robertson with the ball on the right side. Tries to throw it to Davidson. She's going to be fouled. See who they call that foul on. I believe that's on Madeline. Nope, I'm sorry, Emma Martin. That's going to be Martin's second personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. 1:28 left to play in the first half. Davis looking to inbound it, and she can't. 5 second call. Another turnover against the Lady Panthers as their ninth on the night. Good defense, and actually a combination of things. Good defense, and really Benton didn't get a whole lot of movement from their team. 1:28 left in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball back, leading by 10. Walker takes inbound pass, gives it to Martin, goes back to Walker as Ben's going with the zone press once again. Now once again to Martin, throws it into the front court to Pfeiffer, and she's going to be called for the travel. Mounts on with the turnover with 1:17 left in the first half. Lady Bombers leading 18-8. Gray will inbound it to Davis. Back to Gray. She'll walk it into the front court. Now back to Davis. Once again with Gray. She has it up at the top to set up the offense. Mounts on once again in a man-to-man. Davis dribbles to the left wing. 1 minute left to play in this half. Now she'll throw it up top to Davidson. Her three-pointer does not go. Rebound is knocked out by Caitlin Ginther, and Mount Sinai will get the ball back with 54.7 seconds left. Peyton Husky and Kyra Penn are both going to check back in for Mount Sinai, replacing Anna Grace Foreman and Madeline Collins. Husky will inbound it on the far sideline in front of the Lady Bomber bench. Gets into Walker. Back over to Husky. Over to Walker once again. Still, it's another full-court press for the Lady Panthers, but Mount Sinai is able to get into the front court. Ball goes over to Husky on the left wing. 40 seconds left. Walker has it between the circles. Mount Sinai may hold for the last shot of the period. Benton, by the way, has not gotten a single field goal in this quarter. Their only 2 points have come on a pair of free throws from Anna Davis. Walker still has up the top, dribbles toward the left side, 20 seconds left. Now Mount Sinai's going to take a timeout. I couldn't tell if they were going to call a timeout or if they were calling them for 5 seconds, but it is going to be a timeout for Mount Sinai. 18.1 seconds left. It is Lady Bombers leading Benton 18-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts. Proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Mountain Home takes their first timeout of the night to avoid a turnover. 18.1 seconds left of the first half. They lead Benton 18-8, and Emma Martin will inbound it on the far sideline right next to the scorer's table. Gets into Pfeiffer in the left corner. Now finds Penn on the low block, gives it to Husky on the right side. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound is tipped around, and Benton had it for a moment, and they still do. 8 seconds left. Here's Robertson back the other way, going in for the to the lane, but she has the ball knocked away from her. 3 seconds as Mountain Home comes up with the steal. Now they lose the handle of the ball. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be last touch by Benton, and Mountain Home will inbound it on the far sideline with 1.2 seconds left. Martin will inbound it on right in front of the Mount Sinai bench. Gets into Pfeiffer, and they're just going to let the clock run out. They're not even going to try to get one last shot off. And that's the way this first half is going to end. Well, after two quarters of play, our score is Mount Sinai leading Benton 18-8. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics.